就是、議程項目的第四項，我咧就考慮咧就依個坪洲分區計劃大綱草圖嘅申述，咁啊睇下有冇咩利益申報。
係，唔該主席。咁呢個坪洲分區計劃大綱圖嘅修訂咧，係同先前一個第12A條嘅申請咧係有關嘅。咁呢個申請咧，個申請人嘅其中一個顧問公司咧就係 OV Arab 啦。咁因此啊 ，Tony 係需要申報利益，因為佢以往同啊 Arab 咧係有一個業務嘅往來啦。不過我哋知悉啊 ，Tony 今日係因事未能出席今日嘅會議嘅，唔該。
好啊，咁啊，欢迎啊规划处嘅同事啦，同埋啊申述人出席咧，我哋依一个项目咧嗰、那个啊公听会嘅。咁一阵咧就规划处啊嘅同事咧就会先就咧申述嘅内容咧去做一个简介啦。咁然后咧就轮到咧就系、是、申述人咧，我哋今日有两位申述人嘅，咁啊作佢哋嘅口头陈述啦。你哋有十分钟嘅即系发言时间啦，我哋都有个计时器咧提醒你哋嘅。咁在两位申述人完成个口头陈述之后呢，我哋就睇下委员有冇咩提问啦，可以向即係规划处嘅代表啊或者申述人呢作出个提问嘅。完成个答问环节呢，咁我就会邀请大家离开嗰个会议场地啦，咁城规会嘅委员呢就会进行一个内部讨论啦，我哋都会即时呢通知大家呢城规会嗰个决定嘅。咁而家将时间交俾规划处嘅同事。
系，唔该，主席，各位委员，大家好。我哋依家咧系有关坪洲分区大国分坪洲分区计划大纲草图编号 SIPC 十三嘅考虑一个佢哋嘅申述啦。详情咧已经列载咗喺文件第11033号里面啦。我会先就改划呢个大纲图嘅背景资料啦，同埋申述嘅内容，为大家作出一个简介。咁我哋呢個大綱圖嘅修訂咧，主要係包括項目 A 啦，以及對注釋同埋說明書裡面嘅相關修訂嘅。喺今年嘅6月27日，坪洲分區計劃大綱草圖編號 SIPC 十三已經係根據城市規劃條例第五條展示，而供公眾去查閱嘅啦。咁喺呢個兩個月嘅展示期內咧，城規會係一共收到兩份嘅有效申述嘅。第一份嘅申述 R 一啦，編號係由坪洲填海關注組呈交，申述嘅內容咧係反對修訂項目 A 啦，同埋反對就注釋作出嘅修訂項目 A、C 同埋 H。申述第二個申述咧係編號 R 二，係由一名嘅個別人士呈交，申述嘅內容係反對修訂項目 A 同埋反對就申述作出嘅修訂項目 C、D 同埋 H。咁我哋依家先睇一睇申述嘅地點。項目 A 咧係面積大概0.29公頃啦，係劃為住宅丙類五嘅地帶，最高嘅地積比率咧係定為0.75倍，最高嘅建築物高度咧係3.9米。呢個地盤咧係依家圖上呢個紅色嘅標示所見啦，係位於坪洲嘅中央部分啦，圍仔街以南嘅兩幅由兩幅用地組成，主要係私人土地嚟嘅，中間咧係一條政府土地上面嘅行人徑嚟嘅，咁附近嘅環境咧都係坪洲嘅一啲比較鄉村特色嘅地方啦，地盤入面咧係有農地啦，或者係一啲有樹木或者灌木嘅植坯嘅地方嚟嘅，有一啲咧係做緊臨時用途嘅一啲儲存啊等等嘅構築物咁，咁啱啱講到附近係都係啲鄉郊特色啲啦，主要係住宅甲類二嘅地帶啦，鄉村式地帶啦，同埋一個住宅丁類嘅地帶嚟嘅。咁主要都係一啲村屋啦，比較低矮嘅住宅屋宇啦。最高嘅整體嘅最高嘅建築物高度咧，係大概1至6層嘅。咁我哋今次嘅改劃咧，係為咗落實城規會核下鄉郊及新市鎮規劃小組委員會喺2024年8月16日同意嘅一宗第12A 嘅申請，編號係 YIPC2。咁呢個申請咧係將用地由鄉村式發展地帶啦，改劃為住宅丙類嘅地帶，以進行一個擬議嘅分層住宅發展。根據申請人咧喺第12A 條申請嘅提交嗰個示意發展計劃一個 indicative scheme 咧，擬議嘅發展咧係涉及9棟3層高加1棟2層高，即係總共10棟嘅住宅樓宇，地積比率咧係唔超過地積比率係唔超過0.75倍，總樓面面積咧係大概2145平方米，上蓋面積係25%。 建築物高度咧係六至九米不等，預計係提供29個單位啦，同埋計劃人口係116人。接下嚟咧係有關申述嘅內容嘅簡介啦，同埋我哋規劃署經諮詢相關政府部門嘅一個綜合回應。首先咧係關於反對項目 A 同埋相關嘅修訂，註釋修訂項目 A， 即係修訂住宅丙類地帶嘅備註，以納入支區住宅丙類五同埋佢相關嘅發展限制。申述嘅第一同埋第二個主要嘅要點咧，就係首先。之前城規會咧係已經批准咗一宗第16條嘅申請，編號係 AIPC14， 做10棟三層高屋宇嘅發展。咁申述人認為咧，項目 A 呢個用地係無需改劃做住宅丙類五嘅地帶，亦都可以發展做住宅用途。第二就係喺改劃咗呢個土地用途之後咧，土地擁有人係有權根據分區計劃大綱圖所准許嘅最大發展參數啦，去做一個分層住宅發展，亦都無需要顧及12A 裡面嗰個 indicative scheme 嘅示意發展計劃，亦都無需要再同城規會拎一個許可，咁所以公眾咧就冇辦法再去行使佢哋嘅權利去提出意見啦。在这个方面呢，我们的回应是这个改划的项目 A 是旨在落实刚刚所讲到第 12A 条的申请，去进行一个住宅的分层住宅的发展。小组委员会之前决定这个申请呢，是基于住宅丙类的地带，主要都是进行 低层低密度的分层住宅发展。發展的參數和本身的鄉村式發展是相若的，而且擬議的發展和現在的地方整體特色是並非不相協調，而這個擬議發展更加可以善用現有的土地資源。另外這一宗的 12A 申請都已經進行了技術的評估，而相關的政府部門都沒有反對或者負面的意見。咁喺小組委員會批准呢一宗 12A 嘅申請之前咧，係曾經喺2022年3月18號批准咗一宗16條嘅申請，編號係 AIPC14。咁就喺呢個用地度係擬意興建10棟三層高嘅屋宇啦。呢、這個 12A 嘅 indicative scheme 同第16條嘅申請嘅計劃咧，其實裡面個地積比率同埋其他主要嘅發展參數咧都係相同嘅，主要嘅分別咧就係由屋宇轉做分層住宅，另外就係最高嘅建築物高度係由 8.23 米增至9米。咁喺第12A 條申請的示意發展計劃純粹都是、就是、indicative 的，是示意用途來的。那這個用地呢其實已經改劃了做住宅丙類5的地帶，土地擁有人呢是可以自行決定在這個用地裡面呢發展屋宇或者是分層住宅。但是無論如何呢，無論是屋宇或者是分層住宅的發展呢，都必須符合住宅丙類5地帶的這個發展限制，亦都即是最高地積比率是 0.75 和最高建築物的高度是3層9米。然之後申述的另一個要點就是申述人認為呢，由於這個住宅丙類五地帶是在這個大綱圖上面是沒有定名最大的上蓋面積限制，加上呢若干的附屬設施是可以豁免計算地積比率或者是上蓋面積，所以比起 12A 裡面那個示意發展計劃來說，申述人是認為這個擬議的住宅發展呢有一個比較發咗水嘅一個發展參數去做，咁而呢個發咗水嘅情景咧，就冇做相關嘅影響評估。咁我哋嘅回應係咧，首先喺呢個住宅發展裏面提供一啲附屬嘅設施啦，或者適宜嘅設施啦 ，amenity features 啦，都係一啲比較常見嘅情況嚟嘅。喺呢個住宅丙類嘅五地帶同其他嘅發展地帶一樣啦，喺大綱圖裏面咧，其實係嗰、那個註釋係定明咗，喺計算有關嘅總樓面面積或者係上蓋面積嘅時候咧，任何樓面嘅空間，如果純粹建造或者用嚟做嘅用途同設施係附屬或者係同發展直接有關咧，都可以免計算在內嘅。咁屋宇署咧，亦都對呢個擬議嘅發展冇負面嘅意見啦，亦都指出咧，總樓面面積嘅豁免咧係必須符合相關嘅PNAP 啦，即係認可人士、認可結構工程師同註冊岩土工程師作業備考裡面所定相關嘅先決條件同埋相關嘅整體豁免上限，包括PNAP 嘅 APP 152裡面關於可持續建築設計指引嘅。 咁另外咧，再根據呢個聯合作業備考，即係我哋嘅 JPN 第七號，關於上蓋面積限制方面嘅管制咧，由於在呢個建築物規劃規例，即係 BPL 裡面已經定明了地盤發展所准許的最大上蓋面積啦，同埋我哋住宅丙類五地帶裡面已經設有地積比率同埋建築物高度的限制，亦都我哋考慮到咧呢個用地的情況同埋周邊環境咧，我哋認為係唔需要再額外在大港圖上面施加上蓋面積的限制嘅。咁對於呢一個嘅精簡安排咧，規劃署的總城市規劃師、城市設計及園景是沒有意見的。另外申述人都認為反對這個項目 A 啦，原因就是說這個分層住宅的發展的一些設計可能會比較黑板，所以在視覺上面就跟現有的村屋群就是不協調的。我們的回應就是其實周邊的發展主要都是一些低層的住宅樓宇、村屋、臨時構築物，這個擬議的分層住宅的發展規模都是比較小，即剛剛提到其實地積比率是 0.75 倍，最高的建築物高度是3.9米，所以整體來說跟那區的環境並非不相協調的。規劃署的總城市規劃師、城市設計及園景亦都預計意義發展是不會造成一個重大的負面視覺影響。申述人的下一個反對的要點就是認為將這個改劃是會增加發展規模、覆蓋範圍和單位的數量，原因是根據建築物規劃規例附表一，即係 BPL 嘅 first schedule 咧，申述人係認為呢個用地可以用嘅上蓋面積咧係80%，地積比率係4倍，咁就會變成一棟好單棟嘅狹長嘅建築物啦，亦咁就會唔符合分區計劃大綱圖嘅一個規劃意向，咁喺視覺景觀上面咧，亦都有不良嘅影響嘅。另外咧，申述人亦都根據喺2024年8月16日舉行嘅小組委員會會議上面嘅討論咧，就認為喺土地政策嚟講，除咗小型屋宇即係 small house 之外咧，當局係唔會容許進行涉及農地嘅換地啦，去做一個新界豁免管制屋宇發展 NTEH 嘅。咁所以今次嘅改劃咧，純粹係為咗配合換地嘅要求，而唔係出於一個規劃嘅考慮。我哋嘅回應係咧，根據屋宇署嘅意見咧，如果一個地盤並非連接一條闊度唔少於4.5米嘅一個指明嘅街道，喺同屋宇署正式提交建築圖則嘅階段咧，呢個地盤可以得到准許嘅地積比率啦、建築物高度同埋上蓋面積咧，亦都要需要根據 BPL 第19(3)由呢個建築事務監督去釐定。但係無論如何咧，喺呢個地盤可以根據 BPL 准許嘅地積比率同埋建築物高度咧，都唔可以超過分區計劃大綱圖嘅限制，亦都係啱啱所講0.75倍嘅provisal 啦，同埋建築物高度係3.9米。咁另外咧，喺呢個第12A(2)申請嘅階段咧，其實申請人都已經提交咗相關嘅技術評估嘅。咁相關嘅政府決策局或者部門啦，亦都係對呢、這個分工計劃大綱圖的發展限制和擬議發展是沒有負面的意見的。就住項目 A 申請人最後一個反對的要點就是認為這個改劃是會引致大量同類的發展項目出現，並且為同類的鄉村式發展地帶立下一個不良的先例。那我們都有個回應，就是所有的擬議發展是必須符合規劃、屋宇和地政三個制度下面的發展限制和規定。城規會呢是會按住每宗規劃申請、改劃申請的個別情況和技術可行性去作出考慮。在我們今次的改劃申請裡面和每一宗的改劃申請裡面，只有在無法克服的技術問題的情況底下，而相關的政府決策各部門亦都沒有提出反對或者是負面的意見時候，我們才會繼續推展的。所以今次的改圖這個項目是不會為這個鄉村式發展地帶的其他發展立下一個不良的先例的。接下来是关于其他注释修订项目的申述。首先是关于申述的修订项目 C， 即是在乡村式发展地带的第二栏用途里面加入郊野学习、 教育、遊客中心和分層住宅。申述人是反對這個修訂項目，兩個主要的理由包括，第一，就是在這個鄉村式發展地帶加第二欄的用途加入分層住宅，理據是不清晰的，因為申述人認為坪洲仍然有可以做一個分層住宅發展的土地，另外這些分層住宅和現有的村屋群是不協調的。而城規會就住在鄉村式發展地帶裡面做一個分層住宅的發展呢，亦都冇一啲相關嘅規劃指引或者係評審準則。另外呢，有申述人亦都認為喺呢個鄉村式發展嘅地帶嘅規劃意向呢，係要為原居村民提供房屋。咁修訂項目 C 呢，係會助長濫用新界豁免管制屋宇嘅政策，令到呢個發展項目呢可以賣俾出面嘅人嘅。我哋嘅回應係咧，首先坪洲係沒有呢個認可鄉村嘅，所以咧喺鄉村式發展地帶裡面嘅土地咧，係並非俾原居村民發展小型屋宇嘅用嘅。坪洲嘅鄉村式發展地帶嘅規劃意向咧，主要係提供土地去保留坪洲而家有嘅鄉村嚟嘅。咁而新界豁免管制屋宇，即係 NTEH 啦，喺呢個建築物條例括弧新界適用條例第121章裏面咧，佢係一種即符合呢一個121章嘅一個建築形式啦。喺我哋嘅鄉村式發展地帶裏面咧，係經常准許嘅。另外咧，就係我哋喺飛松咧鄉村式地帶裏面加入呢個分層住宅咧，係要為相關嘅發展提供彈性嘅。咁但係無論如何咧，呢個分層住宅發展最高的建築物高度依然是3層 8.23 米，那就可以令到它和鄉村式地帶的其他發展是互相協調，同埋保留現在有的鄉村特色的。另外呢，我們就都加入這個郊野學習、教育和遊客中心，這個做法咧，係為咗適當咁配合近年都幾流行喺啲鄉村做一啲遊覽啊或者參觀活動嘅，咁所以呢一個都係一個恰當嘅做法嚟嘅。以上呢兩個修訂項目咧，其實都同城規會最新嘅法定圖則註釋總表係相符嘅。咁再加上咧，其實為咗確保呢啲用途係唔會對周邊嘅地方造成無法克服嘅影響，同埋盡量減少對鄉村可能造成嘅滋擾咧，其實有關嘅用途依家係擠喺column two 啦，第二欄用途啦，所以係都必須要取得城規會嘅規劃許可嘅。下一個咧係有關注釋嘅修訂項目 D 啦，即係喺呢個鄉村式地帶嘅注釋第一欄裡面加入政府垃圾收集站同埋公廁設施，咁就相應刪除咗佢哋喺第二欄用途裡面啦。咁申述人係反對呢一個修訂嘅，主要嘅理由就係咧呢個修訂咧係會影響公眾對呢啲設施位置同埋設計嘅監察啦。我哋嘅回應係咧，首先呢個修訂都係符合城規會最新嘅注釋總表嘅，個目的咧係要精簡喺鄉村地區放呢啲常見同埋必要設施嘅一個流程嚟嘅。咁根據而家嘅做法咧，其實相關部門去闢設呢啲設施嘅時候，都會視乎情況咧去適當咁樣諮詢當區嘅居民啦、區議會同埋鄉事委員會嘅。最後是注釋的修訂項目 H， 就是修訂海岸保護區地帶注釋的規劃意向和有關填土和刮土工程的條款的。申述人是反對這個修訂項目，主要的理由是認為因為這個修訂項目是可以令到政府統籌或者落實的公共工程和保養或維修工程所涉及的填土或者刮土工程可以獲豁免而無需申請做一個新規劃許可的。申述人認為他留意到近期在一些鄉郊地方新設的設施，譬如在一些觀景亭或者一些旅遊的打卡點，就這些這樣的設施可能在設計上面或者其他方面曾經引起爭議，所以就認為我們這個改動是會令相關的工程不受監管，亦都剝削了社會大眾在過程中的權益的。我們的回應是這個修訂亦都跟城規會最新的注釋總表是相符，目的都是要精簡相關的規劃申請流程。咁而我哋會留意到咧，其實呢個豁免條款咧，淨係適用於預計唔會造成重大負面影響嘅公共工程同埋小型工程。咁所以咧，其實係唔會削弱到喺同保育相關嘅地帶裏面，我哋有嘅法定監管嘅。 另外咧，申述人亦都有提到关于分区计划大纲图说明书嘅意见。我哋首先想指出咧，根据呢个城市规划条例，说明书咧系唔系分区计划大纲图嘅一部分嚟嘅。咁但系喺我哋今次修订图则嘅过程嚟中间咧，因应图则我哋有嘅修订咧，我哋都为大纲图嘅说明书，即系个 ES 咧，作出一个适当嘅修改，同埋去更新一般嘅资料啦，去反映翻呢个坪洲规划区嘅最新状况同埋规划嘅情况嘅。咁当中咧，说明书嘅第十一章系有关坪洲文化遗产嘅最新状况嚟嘅。申述嘅 R1 咧，认为系唔应该删去说明书呢个部分咧，关于一个在平利路已经拆了的三级历史建筑大中国火柴厂，而是应该留下这个内容去反映了它拆了这个情况的。我们今次大纲图的修订都不包括大中国火柴厂这个用地。咨询了发展局古迹办总文物主任括弧古物古迹，他表示这个大中国火柴厂是在2017年已经拆了的一个三级历史建筑来的。因此我们说明书已经相应更新了。古迹办和屋宇署对这个说明书的更新也是没有意见的。咁基于以上嘅内容咧，规划署系不支持 R1 同埋 R2 嘅申述，亦都认为咧系不应该顺应呢啲申述而修订大纲图嘅，请委员考虑。多谢主席。
好，而家我请第一位申述人 R1 坪洲填海关注组冯锦林先生。
明白。基本上其實都係，其實有啲圖想分享翻，但都係喺嗰個喺個文件裏邊，即係喺我個 submission 喺 R1 嗰度。咁但係咧，我收到嘅文件就係黑白嘅，咁當然冇咁靚仔啦，就唔知道在席委員收到嘅 file 係彩色定係黑白，因為彩色圖就梗係清楚啲啦，個坪洲係點。咁我唔知道大家即係彩色嘅係嘛？啊，彩色咁啊靚仔啲啦。咁其實即係簡單啲咯，我估個。個爭論可能好似好簡單，又好似就嚟放飯咁，但都希望大家俾少時間啦，即係可能都要搞啲時間去傾，咁唔好意思啦。咁我估即係第一個，首先大家都好清楚嘅，應該即係起城規會咁耐，即係今日唔係討論係咪起十間屋，唔係討論係咪同意起嗰十棟樓，係嘛？即係嗰十棟三層嘅樓，唔係嗰樣嘢。今日講嘅就係話要 resong 咗嗰度，從 V 變成一個 R。R 幾多我都唔記得啦，但係咁呢樣好關鍵啊！關注到從一路咧都冇反對呢個十六條嗰個申請嘅，我哋冇反對佢起十棟樓嘅。啊，係啊，係，唔該曬，係。我哋冇反對嗰十六，即係起咗十鳩。咁點解今次戚起條筋覺得要即係都要反對咧？其實就係話，剛才其實規劃署嗰邊都講咗，即係其實有差異咁啊，嗰、那個。嗱，個差異主要喺邊？第一就係個堆闊面嗰堆嘢，你咁究竟你當你係一個分層住宅嘅時候，其實會出現咩咧？另外其實都可以睇翻個西嘅，北部啊咁，南部啊咁，咁係咪嗱？當佢唔一定起十棟樓嘅時候，佢可以點起咧？嗱，首先。申請人或者地主將來的業主是邊個都好啦，佢唔一定真係起十棟三層樓分開嘅。嗱，嗰十棟樓係分開咁啊，即係大家 separate 咁分開咗，唔係拉埋一齊，唔係黐埋一齊噶嘛。而家嗰個指示性質嗰個 scheme， 咁但係當阿葉成功係咪叫成功改劃？當局決定改劃咗啦，真係改劃咗之後，其實佢唔需要一定起十棟樓喎，佢可以黐埋一齊起喎。即係黐埋起一個分層住宅，分層住宅係咩咧？你要用到盡嘅時候，我話業主用到盡嘅時候，分層住宅當然係咁啦。有時就出現呢咁嘅情況。嗱，呢啲都係坪洲嘅，成塊立面就喺你前面啦，兩邊係街嚟嘅嚇，兩邊係呢兩邊係街嚟嘅嘛。咁所以我諗個關鍵就係喺呢度啦。即係點解我哋要反對佢改劃咧？就係話，喂，你唔改劃你嗰十。嗰十棟三層高嘅屋都可以照起，因為已經有個十六條嘅批准。但係 once 你改劃咗之後就，我可以用一個講法就後話無窮啦，或者其實冇 gatekeeper 噶啦。當然，剛才規劃署或者文件上面都講好多就係、到時呢個屋宇署乜乜物就會睇住噶啦。咁但係都防止唔到出現一個咁嘅情況嚇，即係。 我估呢个就系一个最重要嗰个 point， 点解我哋要反对呢个改划？希望都攞到啦，即系讲到好似有少乱咁，但我希望大家都攞到个 point， 就系话，而家唔系讲紧起嗰十间屋，而系话当改划咗之后，起出嚟嘅嘢会系点样？嗰堆嘢咧就再冇人可以去讲，冇得 comment 噶啦，完全就屋宇署嗰边去讲。咁到时起咗一个成个西堤一个我当佢一层高啊，成片啦、啊，佢用足 0.75 proviso， 跟住剩翻又起机房又剩，又可以起埋冚晒，又或者唔系嘅，佢成辣嘢，中间留少少嘢做远景俾翻佢自己，个咁出边望入去咧，又系一片一辣嘅建筑物。咁最後就話啲嗱上邊又係而家啲分層住宅，即係當然我話影嗰啲大家覺得最唔好睇嘅位啦，其他人可能覺得唔係喎，其實佢哋都可以好靚仔嘅喎。咁但係如果係 V 嘅時候，因為即係棟棟樓自己有自己嘅使用，或者自己有自己諗點樣做嚇，來得就有啲新氣啦，來即係有啲人氣啦。咁平洲即係話當然就冇。冇鄉村啦，即係冇嗰隻鄉村啦。我突然間唔記得咗個 term 嚇，冇嗰隻即係政府認可嗰種嘅鄉村。但係我哋都係鄉郊咗咁多年，咁有時即係疫情嘅時候，大家又入嚟啊，又話都可以透透氣啊，之前都其實好多呢啲咁嘅嘢。咁我估即係剛才嗰個 session 咧，今早上嗰個 session 其實都有啲位都，我覺得聽落都幾好。即係譬如話冇咁 mechanical， 即係做 planning 嘅時候冇咁 mechanical， 咁黑板咁去處理嗰樣嘢啊。之如此類即係所謂以人為本啊等等嘅嘢，咁呢個就係啦，即係你從文件上或者從個流程上咧，個十二 A 過咗，跟住而家就拿住嗰個十二 A 嗰個作為一個指示性質而發展，即係可以唔係咁樣發展啦。Once 你改劃咗之後，係嘛？咁我估就係呢個位咯。咁都係即係大家可能會覺得，喂咁樣去否決又好似唔係好對路喎，冇乜咁嘅先例咁樣否決喎。但即係希望大家真係諗清楚咯，即係嗰個 concern 其實喺邊度？咁嗱，呢堆嘢其實就帶落去嗰個 V 松嗰個第二欄，就增加分層住宅個問題，一樣道理其實。即係嗱，好地地，其實我哋仲有好多地係劃咗係 R 嘅，未起嘅，咁佢咪起咯，我都唔會反對，冇得反對啦。咁你 V 嗰啲無啦啦點解要改佢做 R 咧 ？V 松你係話土地問題唔係啦，冇不存在土地缺乏嘛。第二咁你係咪話鼓勵重建成嗰啲嘢？咁如果我係業主，我重建自己一棟樓，係咪二個成片咁去改咧？成片喺度改個問題就係話吸引咗其他人會嚟發展。即係有時點解啲鄉郊地方被肢解最其中嘅原因就係有發展潛力啊嘛？發展潛力係咩咧？點嚟咧？嗱，即係好多因素嘅，咁但係無啦啦將佢改劃啊，或者加啲嘢落去，其實就係一個造成佢有所謂發展潛力嚇。發展潛力就吸引其他人嚟呢之如此類。咁最後一個我比較多即係講咗兩三年就係嗰、那個挖泥填土的問題啦，那個都講多次都唔細解，講了兩年咯，我估都咁我都期望都唔大嘅，但係我又覺得又值得去講就係話，喂真係有啲咁嘅嘢嘅，即係話AFCD 佢哋去做嗰啲路咧冇事嘅，郊野公園嗰啲真係揾人手抬嚿石啊上去，但好多時其他民政啊或者 CDD 搞嗰啲路啊啲成咧就出事啦。咁嗰啲係維修係唔使大家過㗎嘛，經常准許㗎嘛。即係而且當你嗰個劃泥條款係豁免埋政府嗰啲 public work 嘅時候呢，就更加冇人睇到。當然大家信部門行政工作可以都唔細講啦，即係可以嘅咁但係有冇一個真係嘅法定渠道去表達返一個意見啊之如此類呢，咁我覺得即係來去都係講呢啲嘢，咁有時都差唔多啦嚇。咁但係時間又剩，咁我諗下仲有咩 point 可以講。唔好意思啊，即係我想 message 埋翻啲時間，冇記，因為可能最後一次上嚟啊之類咁樣。咁呢個吸引注意力嘅啫，即係話 V， 如果係 V 鬆，其實佢地下嗰層經常准許做 shop 啊，做 食肆等等嗰啲嘢，咁但系 once 佢如果系 R 嘅时候，好似又有少复杂啊嘛。除非阿业主当时就已经讲，咁但系呢个纯粹都系讲翻俾大家听。其实而家我哋 V 松可以见到啲咩啊 ？once 你 V 松系变咗一个改咗做 R 嘅时候，出现咩问题啦？同埋当 V 松你系容许将分层住宅加落第二栏度，话就话，即系唔系话就话啫，即系。技術上當然要經過城規會的批准啦，將當你個 V 松裏面去加一啲分層住宅的時候，咁但係即係真係要記住咯，你當你個嗰、那個咩參數話發展參數係有豁免啊有剩嗰啲時候，你係業主梗係會用到盡啦，係嘛？即係呢個好正常，我亦都冇得怪嘅。但問題就係話咁。咁係咪咁樣開咗個口俾佢呢？尤其是而家呢個 case， 嗱，業主話起十棟三層高嘅樓，佢咁講，第時係咪咁講？將來會唔會有變數？有冇新嘅業主？第時如果起一個咁樣嘅分層住宅嘅時候，冇得追㗎，追邊個啊？城規會批咗啦嘛，當時批咗，咁你冇理由追翻轉頭啦，冇得追㗎嘛，呢啲嘢大家都知嘅。咁我估就真係要諗清楚。最後我想可能超少時，唔好意思，即係剛才有一個 point 就係地政嗰個問題。其實上次嗰、那個即係嗱，我聽落或者睇翻嗰個會議記錄嘅説法就真係咁樣喎。你唔係起丁屋的話，而你係起新界豁免屋宇咧，你喺農地上邊咧，大家知道豁免屋宇同埋丁屋係兩樣嘢啦，即係兩套法例底下嘅概念，但係好多時撈埋一齊。咁就地政好似真係唔肯俾佢換地喎，即係如果我睇返上次會議記錄喺個物，即係我嗰十秒上面都 call 返嗰段。咁係咪因為呢個問題呢？喂，你而家十棟屋係豁免屋宇嘅時候，我換唔到地俾你喎，即係從地政嗰個角度，咁不如咁啦，我哋就將佢升格做 R 啦，咪搞掂囉。係咪咁呢？咁當然即係呢個亦未必到 PD 去答到嘅，即係呢個地政考慮。咁但係我覺得即係閉門又好，乜都好，其實呢樣嘢都值得討論。即係咪第時都係會有呢啲 case 走出嚟話就話先起豁免屋宇死啦，跟住原來出現問題就捋下啦，不如我就改下啦。即係剛才政府民防局各位同事、各位官員都講得好清楚，政府冇錢咁啊，揾翻多啲錢啦。咁係差唔多係咁樣啦，唔該曬。
好，跟住去到第二位嘅申述人 R 二 Miss Mary。
Hi。Me again. The real intention of this OZP is questionable, and unfortunately, during the deliberation in August, not a single member questioned the rationale and the implications. The only questions were about the peer clause in the amendments. It is clear from the minutes that because there is no recognised village, there is no small house right to be considered, and the proposed development is permitted under the zoning. And indeed, this was approved under the Section 16. Therefore, the underlying intention of the OZP is either to set a precedent for similar V-zones or to essentially boost the scale of the development permitted. I would imagine that it's both. Now, the current plan, as we know, is for the nine-storey, the residential block, 075 gross floor area, and important here, site coverage 25%, and then you have the BH, which is capped at nine. The rezoning will effectively open the gate to further implications to increase PR once the ink is dry to boost the footprint and number of units. Now, the regulations are very clear about that. This is what's permitted under Class C, okay? Highlighted. So basically, we're going from zero to hero here, okay? We're talking about with the site coverage goes from 25 to 80, and then the PR goes from 0.75 to 4. This would provide not individual houses, but encourage the single block covering most of the site. And they probably would apply for an increase in height as well, because inevitably, once you give them an inch, they take a mile. Now, this is clearly not in line with the planning intention of the OZP. Its role to reflect the existing low-rise village-type development around Peng Chau Ferry Pier and to retain the rural character of Peng Chau. This would irreversibly change the panorama of the island and the role it plays in catering for the new tourist seeking genuine local experiences and an escape from urban for urban residents from the incessant noise and pollution of city streets. Now, the tourist board says the island of Ping Chau, or Flat Island, covers less than 1 square kilometre, offers a relaxing retreat with easy trails and a taste of real village life. Now, real village life doesn't mean the villas you find, you know, out in Sha Tin and that on the mountainside. While the V zone has many issues, and there's certainly need to review for a review into the entitlement to exemptions, this type of backdoor listing is not the way to go about it. Approval would trigger a substantial number of similar plans and set an undesirable precedent of development led by tinkering with the ordinance and guidelines instead of a properly executed and legitimate territory-wide adjustment based on public consultation and adherence to the principles. This is a simple OZP, so members will have plenty of time to follow up on the court judgments that advise that they have a duty to act independently and to properly look into matters. The flat development has been approved, so the developers' interests are addressed. While Plan D stresses that the amendment will not change the parameters of the development, this is avoiding the wider issue that it is creating a precedent. Its justifications are therefore misleading. Now, the amendments I support are: one, significant reservation regarding the addition of stratified housing to column 2. The authorities have not provided a detailed explanation of the reasons for the amendment. And the stratified housing is not compatible with rural development communities. In the absence of written planning guidance or assessment criteria for handling future applications. Currently, the Town Planning Board's various codes and technical documents do not contain planning guidelines or assessment criteria required. So until these are in place, the addition to column 2 is not justified. Now, incorporating field study, yes, as they point out, there is no recognised village. But while there might not be any recognised village, obviously, the planning intention of the V-zone is for village-type houses. And for those of you who have been here for some time, like, you know, a few months, let's backtrack to the Cheung Chau OZP, when there was the application to have the houses, the village houses built there, okay? So if the village house didn't mean anything, why didn't they apply for something else? So basically, we've got double standards here. You know, what's okay for one island is not okay for the other. The Cheung Chau OZP showed that the V-zone is intended for houses of a particular variety. Now, the refuse collection point, again, object. These utilities should be subject to public scrutiny so that the location and design are not intrusive, too bulky or an eyesore, and that they're of benefit to the community. Now, revision to the planning intention of the remarks of the notes for the coastal protection area on filling of land and excavation. Now, I've noticed as time goes on, first of all, when these notices are, when we get these amendments, you get an explanation. And then gradually as time goes on, the idea is, oh, well, we all know what it's all about now. But you have to bear in mind that there are new kids on the block. Hopefully some people will finally, young people will start taking an interest in this sort of thing again. The implications are not outlined in the consultation paper. Now, it's very important that the implications of any amendment be outlined in the paper that's been presented to back up the particular OZP. So, strongest objections: gives the government unfettered and uncountable power to basically do whatever it wants, makes a mockery of the entire planning process, as there's no point in proposing conservation projects when the lots concerned can be filled in by HKSAR whenever it pleases, without being subject to even minimal supervision. The interests of the community will be entirely eliminated from the process. The only exemptions allowed should be for maintenance and repair of existing structures. And as we have seen, we are now building in conservation areas facilities for the tourists, for the selfie takers, which have resulted in extensive damage, probably damage that can never be rectified, to our conservation areas. So Please, members, bear in mind, you have a duty to protect our conservation zones, not to continually hand more powers to the government so that they are thrashed for whatever happens to be, you know, the meal of the day. The, you know, it's selfies one day, is something else another day, something else another day. We want our conservation to be for conservation. End of story. No messing around with it. While I'm here, now, the Taupo fire, I have been complaining or making objections to all the streamlining of applications that allow operators who do not fulfill the conditions, including the very important fire condition, to roll over their applications. Time and time again, Plan D supports them. You guys, I don't know if you even read the things, they're streamlined, rubber stamps out. In view of the fire in Taupo, this is no longer acceptable because the tolerance that's been provided to these operators is permeating through the society, because everybody knows that the conditions and that the regulations are only show, that when it comes down to actually doing things, that the government and town planning board will, you know, take a very tolerant attitude and the thing will go through. We need zero tolerance when it comes to important things like fire conditions, okay? So I expect to see a change in the mindset of the rural board on this issue going forward. And finally, access to documents. Now, in the morning, I pointed out that I couldn't access the documents. I don't know what sort of computers you guys have, but it has been admitted that there is an issue. And the issue is to do with the government's documents being moved onto some new cloud or something like that. That's fine. Okay, I'm all for progress. However, this should only be done when the interests and the obligations to the community and with regard to the consultation progress are met. Now, when I pointed out that there was a problem and it was acknowledged that there is a problem, okay, and I've had other people try and check and get access to the documents and they haven't been able to it, and I can't do it at work with a much more sophisticated system than my own, I expected something to be done about it. But lo and behold, what do I find with the deadlines this week? Because you know me, I'm always working on deadlines. So we have two plans this week with deadlines for last Wednesday. What do I find? Mega files. Everything lumped together again and no access, okay? So please, members, it is your duty. Check it out. Can you access them? If any of you can't access them, then I expect you to demand that the consultation be a proper consultation with access, because actually, I don't have the money to bring a judicial review, but one of these days somebody will. And not having access to the documents is definitely a very big no-no. Thank you.
好，睇下委員有冇咩提問。係保線。
多謝主席。首先聽到 R1 好擔心咧，啲樓就唔係好似嗰個示意圖咁樣起啦。咁我留意到咧，就喺翻我哋個即係 RNTBC 個 minute 嗰度咧，第25段咧，呢個西咧應該就係一啲農地嚟嘅。咁如果我理解冇錯咧，嗰時都討論過，根據個 minute 都講啦，係需要換地嘅。咁我想宣言咧，即係再解釋一下咧，其實即係喺換地嗰個情況咧，其實有冇可能即係會係唔起到唔係好似嘅示意圖咁樣嘅做法啦？嚇，咁同埋呢度咧，亦都提到咧，就係話咧，可能唔知係咪有少少誤解咧，就係、是、似乎即係如果佢唔係咁起咧，基本上呢度咧係起唔到。NTEH 嘅應該，因為根據呢個 minute lens 地政俾嗰個意見就係、是，基本上我就唔會容許呢個 NTEH 喺度換地嘅。咁所以即係而家係似乎，如果我理解冇錯咧，應該呢個方案係唯一佢可以發展嘅方案嚟嘅，就係、是、通過換地。咁如果通過換地嘅時候，理論上係咪應該都係跟翻個示意圖所起 嗰十栋楼，而唔会好似 R 一申述人所讲会咁样起法嘅咧？咁我专员可唔可以即系解释下？唔该，多谢主席。
咁多謝委員啦。正如上次我再答一第二條問題先啦。其實正如上次喺小組委員會討論呢，其實根據地政署嘅地政嘅 policy 呢，其實農地呢佢係唔會幫佢換地去到做 NTEH 嘅。咁所以其實申請人係啱嘅。不過其實一個農地，因為今日申請地點呢係兩塊農地嚟嘅。但係其實佢可以做嘅嘢呢，就可以佢可以喺一個唔係 NTEH 嘅屋宇啦，或者係分層住宅嚟嘅。呢、這個就係喺地政署呢就會到時啦。如果我哋今次通過咗個大綱圖咧，佢哋到時真係收到業主嘅申請咧，佢哋會再根據翻土地行政嗰方面去再睇嘅。咁所以咧，其實導致到咧就係第一條問題就係、是、其實今日個 RC 五咧的而且確咧就係可以咧就係一啲唔係當陣時12A 個示意方案嘅。個原理係點解咧？因為我哋 RC 五咧，我哋係個第一欄嘅用途咧係包括咗個屋宇，亦都包括咗個分層住宅嘅。咁但係啦，其實佢雖然佢起出嚟未必係跟足依一個示意方案啦，但系第一佢系会正如我头先同事讲啦，系会有个最高地积比率啦，0.75倍啦，高度都系9米3层嘅，咁同埋啦，而佢亦都系受制于呢啲咁嘅参数啦，所以其实佢唔会咧就起到好似头先R1佢嗰个图咁讲咧，会系密密麻麻，因为佢系虽然我哋真系冇一个上盖嘅面积，但系其实佢系0.75倍啊嘛，如果佢三层嘅话，其实除翻条数，其实分分钟可能就正如嗰个12A 嗰个 site coverage 嗰个就系25% 咁样去起嘅，当然最尾个样可能系未必系十栋，但系咧起出嚟如果系三层嘅话咧，似乎系大约会系25% 左右咁样嘅，就冇可能100%。再加上我哋其他例如 SBD guideline 同埋亦都有 BPR 嘅 control， 所以一定就唔会系一个好大嘅盒咁样嘅样嘅。
其实少少 clarification 啫，咁啊 TBO 正话嗰句有少少我少少讲得清楚少少，精准少少。其实就换地咧，就可以套用喺一啲 anti small house 嗰度嘅 small house， 即系话原居民啦，有合資格人啦，就可以起嘅。但係因為NTEH 就其實包含 small house， 都可能包含唔係 small house 啦。咁喺呢一個地段裏面有一個少少特別咧，就係我知道佢係唔會再有 small house， 因為呢個唔係一個 recognized village 係嘛。咁所以就其實正確嚟講 ，OK， NTEH 係可以做換地嘅。不過咧就係因為呢一度。邊個咁講 ？small house 可以做換地，應該咁講。small house 可以做換地，但 NTH 咧，其實如果唔係 small house 就做唔到。
好 ，Sandy，
唔該主席。我想問翻專員咧，因為就先申述人即係 R 一啦嚇，有講過即係而家呢一個嘅做法。同長洲的做法有不同，即雖然我們 未必有的資料在這裡，又或者現在這個做法呢會成為一個 precedent、我想專員你可不可以幫我們理解一下究竟講的是什麼呢，還有是不是即、在一個地方去做一個決定，按住他的本身有的因素底下做的决定，是不是必定在另外一个地方都会是同样这样去决定呢？那这是第一。第二呢就即虽然我心里面就觉得不是很开心的，其实今天不应该去提任何火烛的情况。但是呢我就想问回专员，当 Mary 去讲话有那些 rollover 的 fire application 的时候呢，我想問一下專員，其實 Mary 想我們看些什麼，還有看些什麼東西的時候跟現在我們今天看這個圖有什麼關係？麻煩專員。
是或者我答了第一條先啦，或者是最尾的答案就是是不是一致性呢？其實我想我們委員會都講，即是我們城規會都經常講，每個個案都是獨立考慮啦。或者我可能幫手recall 返大家的 memory， 長洲呢我們其實早前處理了那個改圖呢，就是那個地盤在花瓶呢原本呢就是一個 RC 松的。咁呢當陣時呢在個規劃圖之前呢，其實個業主呢就已經批了6間的 NTEH 在度嘅。咁但 佢時勢去到今日啦，佢係想起嗰陣時咧，就因為咧，佢嗰六間 NTX 咧，佢就爆咗原本嗰個 RC 松嗰個Parasol，所以佢嗰陣時咧就透過十二億去申請，我哋後屘一改密度咧就去增加翻嗰個Parasol，去到容許翻佢起翻嗰六間 NTX 嘅。咁嗱，嗰個個案咧其實似乎同今日一個就未必相同，因為咧今日咧我哋要處理 item A 咧，嗰十二 A 咧，嗰個業主咧就係想起分層住宅嘅。咁所以啦，佢因為咧我哋先前嗰個平洲圖咧就係、是分層住宅咧就唔係 column two， 所以佢就走咗去走咗嚟咧就申請一個十二 A， 去到希望咧就係、是、申請做翻嗰個分層住宅嘅。所以其實兩者咧就嗱，先前嗰個業主就係想做翻 NTEX， 所以佢就做咗我哋幫佢修改咗圖。咁而今次呢個咧就係、是、做分層住宅嘅。咁我哋睇過曬啦，兩個個案都冇問題啦。咁我哋亦都係改圖嘅。所以其實規劃係有個彈性喺度嘅。其實我都容許翻業主去到做，只要佢證明到個規劃上係冇問題啦，技術上冇問題咧，我哋就係做咗呢啲嘢去容許佢做翻佢想做嘅嘢嘅。咁至於第二樣咧，關於火警咧，嗱好籠統咁講啦，其實我哋如果係處理一啲十六條咧，其實都會有一啲尤其新界嗰啲brownfield 咧，其實都會有好多係我哋去透過 approval condition 啦，即係我哋做申請嗰時咧，首先可能嗰個申請人咧就會。有一啲防火有關嘅措施啦，咁我哋亦都會揾消防處去睇啦，亦都可能啦，佢到實施嗰時啦，就會透過 approval condition 去到做啦。咁但如果佢喺住宅呢啲咧，其實就仲更加嚴嘅，因為咧就係可能係屋宇署佢去入職嗰時咧，亦都係會首先即建築物圖則一定有好多防火嘅資料啦，同埋啦，佢亦都係會揾消防處睇，兩者亦都可能係消防處係需要批准咗咧，其實先至可以做嘅。所以其實我哋成個發展唔一定係法定規劃嘅。但係成個發展嘅流程咧，都會有好多唔同嘅地方可以容許消防處咧去到睇咗個發展喺個防火走火嘅問題，跟住先至可以會係容許個發展嘅。
咁專員，我想問翻咧，即係既然我哋係每一次個申請或者係每一次嘅做法咧，都會係睇翻當刻嗰個防火嘅要求，或者當刻嗰個防火嘅要做到嘅地步係點？有冇所謂 Mary 講到有啲 rollover 嘅 application 係其實之前已經係咁啦，所以之後就唔使再睇咧？
其實坦白講，我唔係好明啊阿 Mary 嗰個 rollover， 不過我估佢有少少講係話係咪應該講我哋 streamline 個案嗰啲處理，或者可能我哋無論如何委員都會睇過曬啲個案先至會決定係會批准嘅依、這個。
係主席，或者等我解釋一下啦，或者我嘗試理解啊 Mary 嗰個説法，佢係講緊我哋喺小組委員會討論一啲比較簡單直接個案嘅申請嘅時候咧，我哋用一個 streamline 嘅方式去做一個 presentation。咁我哋都講咗好多次啦，我哋其實只不過 streamline 咗嘅咩嘢咧，就係嗰個 presentation part， 即係將嗰啲個案咧，因為相對上簡單，咁喺委員會同意咗嘅一系列嘅條件底下咧，咁我哋先揀呢啲 case 出嚟去 streamline 嘅。但是呢，我哋无论是那个申请的处理啦，我哋传阅俾部门啦，部门嘅意见啦，佢哋嘅要求啦，特别头先Mary 提过那个防火嘅要求呢，我哋一定会俾消防处睇嘅。咁佢如果有需要嘅话呢，佢都会建议我哋落返一啲嘅附带条件喺度嘅。其实一般喺新界我哋 streamline 到个大部分个案都係一啲中地作业嚟嘅。一般咧，消防處一定要求我哋咧係要擺一個附帶條件落去嘅，咁所以咧係唔存在我哋 streamline 咗呢啲 case 咧，我哋就忽略咗，又或者唔需要去睇防火，同埋唔需要去處理一啲喺防火設施嘅要求方面呢一個事情嘅。咁我想澄清係咁樣。
好，仲有冇委員有意見？冇嘅話，咁多謝規劃署嘅同事同埋兩位申述人。